Changes, 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 and more changes. It's been a long, rough road, and you might as well expect more changes, changes, and more changes. Because as it feels, the information that is downloading to the planet right now is going to continue and even intensify. But the benefit to this is that for the most case, our bodies and our energy fields have been prepared to receive a lot of this energy. This energy, or frequencies, is upscaling us, if you will, to become consciously in tune with our multidimensionality. It is going to continue to be beamed to the planet to assist those on the surface, as well as those on the inner Earth. As Earth itself is moving into the higher planes of existence, and in order for the inhabitants to retain their existence, they must be upgraded also. Many, many, many symptoms. As of late, it's been an intense going, with some bloating, headaches, nausea, spinning, or a vertigo-like feeling. There have been aches and pains, as well as things that you may have thought you were finished with, coming back to the surface again to be dealt with at yet another level. As it seems as almost these levels are endless, but we can assure you that they are not. These levels seem endless because you, as a being, have been gathering these experiences through what you would call many, many lifetimes. And the soul memory that contains these is cleansing itself. It is purifying. It is at so many levels and so many experiences that they almost do not make sense to your human life. So we would tell you, they are not about your human life. They are about your soul's experience. And now you, in this embodiment, as this person that you are cleansing and clearing these frequencies from your soul's memory banks, which allows for your existence and your essence to expand to yet even a greater level of awareness. There is so much going on that it would not even make sense for your human to begin to understand. So it is best for you to intuitively be guided in your everyday life. Assume that you are on a need-to-know basis, and as such, focus on every now moment. This will allow you to enjoy each experience that you are having in this reality. And it also allows and gives permission to your higher aspects to do as is needed. So trust and begin to understand that your higher aspects will let you know if there is anything you need to do or change. So begin to listen to your intuitive aspect, or should we say your gut feelings, so that you can be guided without the need to know that which is not comprehensible to your human mind. Back to these energies. These energies are very intense. One of the reasons for the vertigo is that the body and the brain of the individuals who are experiencing the vertigo have not yet acclimated or been wired to these higher vibrational frequencies. In a way, we could say that these frequencies spin so fast that they disorient the receptors in the brain, which then cause the feeling and sensation of vertigo. Along with that, it may also trigger the sensation of nausea. For those who just have the nausea, it simply means that the wiring in their physical form is needing a little bit more of an upgrade than their brain wiring. As we go through these changes again and again, it is quite easy for you to fall into the almost apathetic state of, here we go again, this is endless, and what am I doing on the planet? We would say to you, you are on the planet because you have chosen to be here at this time, to particularly experience the upgrades or ascension in this physical form in the biology that has never been experienced before. That should be enough to answer your question. But in reality, the identity or ego personality probably wants more. And we would say to you, the ego personality, fear not, this is not an eternal process, at least not at this stage. You will move beyond this, but it is, again, much like exercise. And as you exercise these energetic muscles, per se, you are having soreness, difficulties, breathing challenges, eating difficulties. All these go along with the natural way of transition from what we would call, as a metaphor, being out of shape and moving into shape. Or we could say, being out of your source energy and moving back into your source energy, except this time doing it in a form as opposed to a non-form reality. Be patient with yourself and the process. Do not hang on to the old that is coming up once again. Also understand that you are more than likely being affected by the collective. This is almost a guarantee, especially if you have not become yet a sovereign being, which we will say at this time, there is none of you that are in their absolute sovereignty yet. So as you move into this beingness of being sovereign, you will occur or incur these symptoms, if you will. These are going to affect even the norms, and they will not understand what it is, and quite often seek the medical route out of the identity's fear of death. We would say to you, first, remember there is no death. Second, remember that the medicine is not going to change it, although there may be times when it assists you in managing the symptoms. If you choose that route, do not anchor into that as your God. For in seeing that the medicine or some other process will assist or cure you, you have given your sovereignty to something outside of you to save you. In doing this, you prolong the experience of sovereignty. So make your choice as to what your experience will be. The symptoms will just continue and change. Remember that some of the symptoms and the areas of the body that they occur in are directly related to areas of which your biology has not raised enough in frequency to contain or retain these higher frequency energies. This is not a mental process. This is a physical process.